On behalf of my people, the Son of the Sun from the Andean Mountain, and in behalf of the people from the Amazon rainforest and from the plain, I want to honor a great soul who came to Earth in the Northern Hemisphere, bringing a message not only for the people of this generation, but for all the generations that are still to come onto this planet. To honor this soul that brought a message for all the people from Mesoamerica, for the Incas, for the Mayas and Aztecas, and for the American Indians and all the nations of this planet. This gentle soul that incarnate on this planet brought a message for all of us. And he say that the great chief in Washington sent word to him that he wished to buy our land, the earth. This idea was strange for this gentle soul. And he said, for if we can not own the freshness of the earth and the sparkles of the water, then how can we sell then this planet, the soil? But we knew that if we did not sell the land, then the white men will come with guns and get it from us. This gentle soul that came and incarnated on this planet bringing this message, he say that every part of this earth is sacred to our people. We are part of the earth and the earth is a part of us. The perfume flower, the deer, the bear, the horse, and the great eagles, they are all our brothers and sisters. The mountains, the trees, and the water, they are all part of us and part of our ancestors. So when the great chief in Washington sent word that he wished to buy our land, he asked much of us. We must teach our children that the ground beneath their feet is the ashes of their grandfather, so that they will respect the land as we respect the soul of our ancestors that come onto this planet. We must teach our children that the earth is rich with the life of our ancestors. They must know that the earth is our mother, and that whatever before the earth will before the thorns of the earth. If men spit upon the ground, they spit of themselves. This we know. The earth does not belong to men. Men belong to the earth. This we know. All things in life are connected. Men do not weave the web of life. It's merely a strand within it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself. This we know, he said. So, if we sell our land, we must hold in our memory a vision of the land as it was when we sold it. Then, with all of our mind and with all of our heart, preserve this land for our children and teach them to love the land as God loved us all. This we know. Our God is the same God for us all, as the earth is precious to Him. Even the white man cannot exempt from the common destiny of men. This we know. We may live as a brother after all, we shall see, he say. This is why today, brother and sister, we want to honor today that soul, that is spirit who brought into the light of all these people, of all these generations, this message of how to love this planet and how to love our children. This is why I want to share with you the thought of this soul, so we all can understand how to live, how to receive, and how to share what this planet gives to us. That is why we want to honor our ancestors, and especially this elder who brought us this message. Thank you to his message. We now understand how important it is to understand the planet where we live, and how important it is to love this planet where we all live and all our children live. This is the way how we honor our great souls who bring us message, not only in the Indian land, but in all the land of the people from this planet. To all of them, I advise that must receive, that must appreciate the qualities and the message that the people from ancient generations brought to us. Let's learn the good things that the thoughts bring to us, and let's understand them so we can understand ourselves and our children and all generations. For all these things, I say, Aho.